Hello and welcome to the show. Music this week is from a French quartet, Electric Fukuhila. Four young men, very good instrumentalists, drums, sax, guitar and bass. They mix free jazz with some distinctive urban African rhythms like sapik from Madagascar, seben from DRC, and some East African rhythms like benga and sungura. You won't necessarily be able to pick them apart because the band managed to stitch them together really beautifully. And it's all the more surprising when you know they haven't spent much time at all on the African continent, although they hope to one day. Now, the name Electric Fukuhila sounds very exotic, doesn't it? It's actually an acronym in German for short at the front, long at the back. In other words, the mullet haircut that was so popular in the 80s. Anyway, they liked the sound of that word, and I really like the sound that they make. It's guaranteed to raise your heartbeat. So let's get on with it with no more ado. Maxime Bobo plays alto saxophone in the band and composes, and I caught up with him to talk about the music on their new album, Palaces, just before the release party in Paris.
It's obvious that we're directly inspired by Madagascar Congolese music. A long time love for African music and traditional music in general. I felt connection between like jazz, like swing, big bands, and like bebop or free jazz with the use of motifs, repetitive motifs, and the way it's used also in African music. So it's like lots of connections between African stuff and jazz. At the beginning, we were mixing like New Orleans influences, free jazz like Ornette Coleman influences, free funk, and grooves like we heard music from Ghana, Congo. And then after a few years, we got more into African stuff, and we met Damil. He's a guitar player from Madagascar. He's like a guitar hero of Tsapik.
Sapik, this is this very driving, guitar-led urban music, really heavy on electric guitar,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Which developed in the Toulea region,
yeah,
in Madagascar, exactly. In the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. And the guitar is quite interesting because the guitar is the main instrument. It's like the leader of the band. It's not the singers, it's the guitar player. So like I went there 2 years ago, and people from the villages in Toulea, they can recognize a guitar player by the way he plays. We met Damil and we played a bit with him. We got more into tsapik, so we started to use tsapik grooves and forms.
So on your latest album, Palace, which track would you say most embodies this tsapik music?
There's two songs in the album which are really tsapik. It's Coquette and Paraki.
So let's listen to an extract of Coquette. You don't play guitar, I mean, you play alto sax.
Yeah.
And yet you're really drawn to the guitar in some way, is that the case?
Yeah, much more drawn, attracted to like this kind of guitar players or the singers, also like the voices in tsapik. I reconnect with this more than contemporary saxophone, for example. I guess I'm trying to use the saxophone as and to put it in a place that's like between voice, like singing a song, and guitar playing riffs.
And then we have this Congolese rumba-inspired rhythm, which is called seben.
Seben, yeah.
Can you just tell us a bit about that?
I think it's a bit mysterious, the origin of the word, because maybe it's connected to seven, a chord, like seven chord. Basically, it's the instrumental bridge in the Congolese rumba.
And how did you come across that? Did you spend time in Kinshasa?
No, I like to, but I think it's on the internet, maybe a few concerts in Paris or Berlin at the time, but mostly like listening to music on the internet and YouTube.
Wow.
And albums, yeah. We'd like to see seben concerts, but sometimes it's in churches and it's another network. It's not in concert halls, lots of weddings, church music. So
is there a slightly spiritual aspect to Seven music? It's not just sort of straightforward dance music.
Well, I think they can be. Sometimes it's almost the same grooves in the music, but it's used for like video clips and like really nightclub music, and it's also used in church music.
There's a track on your album, it's called Seben 2.
Yeah.
But I was wondering which one is Seben 1?
Seben 1 is on the previous album.
Okay.
Yeah, first track that we did that was really from beginning to end with a like Seben groove.
The name of the album?
The album is Combino Splinto. It was also on Capsule Records, the label of the collective we parted.
So you're playing sax, you've got keyboards, you've got bass guitar, and you've got drums.
Yeah.
So you're taking something that is essentially guitar-led, and then you're really broadening it out and putting your own mark on it.
We're trying to do it our own way, and I think we're trying to get closer to this kind of dancey feeling and the fluidity. And I really love about this music is the way it develops. It's like seamless. We're trying to get closer to this, but our own way with the saxophone, with the way we interact and we compose together, it's completely different. And the context where we play, it's very different. So
because you're not performing in weddings and funerals like in Madagascar.
Yeah.
It's not at all the same vibe.
No, we grew up in a more like arty connection, so we don't have really the experience of like traditional, I mean the meaning of playing for traditional events. Yeah.
You're more of a party band.
Yeah, no, yeah, basically, yeah. There's a bunch of songs that are inspired by East African music, like from Zimbabwe, like Sungura, and music from Kenya that's called Benga. Usually there's more like two or three guitars, and it's really interesting, like Sungura, for example, for Zimbabwe, like the bass guitar is really used like a guitar. They play like really quite in the high register, and it's phrasing a lot, and it's really very rich. Like compared to Congolese music, it's more like playing on the hi-hat during the song, and then sometimes during, we say the chauffe in French, like the instrumental part that's getting like more dancey, sometimes they get on the snare. But like the song Palace, it's quite a mix, because the first part is like more Zimbabwean style, and then it goes to Madagascar style.
You said that you have been influenced by Ornette Coleman, one of the fathers of free jazz, sadly died, I think, in 2015, an American, a great saxophonist.
Yeah.
What is it about Ornette Coleman that has influenced your music, your way of playing?
Well, it just moved me. I just loved his music when I heard it in my 20s, I guess. I think on the saxophone it was my main influence. Like, he's really playing this open, very melodic lines, and it's always very rhythmic and melodic, and it's warm. It has also like human voice feeling. The music we play now, it's not harmonic. We don't mix harmony the same way. We stay in the tonal chords and tonal progressions, like in African stuff. But I think it's more the way we see the place of the instruments. For example, in Ornette Coleman's music, the bass or the guitar with the primetime band, or they're quite free. It's not like everybody's accompanying the saxophone. And I feel this in Sapik music. Even if the guitar is the driving instrument, you don't have like drum and bass groove that doesn't move. It's always moving, like the bass line is moving, it's responding to the guitar.
So there's more of a dialogue going on,
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, I think there's lots of connection with jazz, like every musician is trying to find his own tricks, his own phrases and his personality.
And of course Coleman really appreciated some musicians from Morocco.
Yeah, he went to Morocco and he played with the masters of Djoudjouka. There's one song on the Dancing in Your Head album. Ed Blackwell, one of his first drummers of the quartet in the 60s, yeah. I think he spent more time in Africa. And he also talks a lot about the connections between the New Orleans drumming and the African drumming, the use of percussion, also the polyrhythmic aspect and the melodic aspect of drums, just not staying in the background, but having the drums interacting really with the horns.
Apart from Damil, from Madagascar, have you performed with any other African musicians?
Actually, we were supposed to meet some Congolese musicians. We were going to play outside, and it was cancelled because of the rain. Now we want to also try and play with musicians. In Madagascar, it's going to happen next year. We already play with Damien and his musicians. It's really interesting for us to connect with other guys to see how it works, like how we can adapt the way we play with their music and what can happen, you know, with the mix.
And that was Maxime Bobo, saxophonist and composer with the band Electric for Kuhila. Their new album, Palaces, is out on Capsule Records. I hope you enjoyed the show, and if you did, why not subscribe to World Music Matters wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great week. From me, Alison Hurd. Bye-bye.